Hymn 38 of the Nisibene Hymns of St. Ephrem the Syrian. My throne was set for me in Sheol, and one arose that was dead, and hurled me from it. Every man feared me alone, and I feared no man. Terror and trouble were among the living, rest and peace among the dead. And a man that was slain, lo, there has entered into Sheol he that takes her captive. I used to take all men captive, but the son of captivity, whom I took captive, has taken me captive. He whom I took captive has led her away and has gone to paradise. Response. Blessed is he who has quickened the dead of Sheol by his cross. All men complain against me, and I against only one have complained. Who is there among men so just as I? Has corruption touched my integrity? I held all men in affection, and whoso hates me knows it. I know not all my days what a bribe is. The person of a king have I not accepted. By me is preached equality. For bondman and his lord, in Sheol I make equal. Before God, it is I that minister, with whom is no acceptance of persons. What other is there that endures as I do? I that am cursed when I do good. Perversely are requited to me the benefits I have rendered. Though my deeds are goodly, my name is not. Yet my mind at rest in its integrity. In God it is that I comfort myself. For though he is good, he is denied every day and endures it. The old I remove from all sufferings, likewise the young from all sins. Secret contention I quell in Sheol. In our land there is no iniquity. It is Sheol and heaven alone that are removed from all sins. This earth that lies between, in her iniquity dwells. He therefore that is prudent will either go up into heaven, or, if that be too hard, will go down to Sheol, which is easy. To one man, because of one that is dead, every man hastes to comfort him. But for me, though many of my dead have come to life, there is none that comes in and comforts me. Satan came in, against whom had been proclaimed 7 woes, even against him, though mightily the Son of Mary had trodden on him. Yet uplifted is his spirit, for he is the serpent that strives though bruised. Better it is for me to fall in worship before this Jesus, who has conquered me by his cross. When he enters at the gate of Sheol, in place of John, who preached before his coming, then will I cry, Lo, he that quickens the dead has come. Your servant am I, henceforth, Jesu. Because of the body I reviled you, for it covered your Godhead. Be not angry, O Son of the King, against your treasury. At your command I have opened and closed. Though my wings be very swift, it is at your nod I haste to every quarter. All that have been raised were not firstborn, for our Lord is the firstborn of Sheol. How can any that is dead go before him, that power whereby he was raised? There are last that are first, and younger that have become firstborn. For though Manasseh was firstborn, how could it be that Ephraim should take the birthright? And if the secondborn was set before him, how much rather shall the Lord and Creator prevent all in his resurrection? Lo, John as a herald declares that he is later, though he was the elder born. For he said, Behold, a man comes after me, and yet he was before me. For how could it be before him, that power in whom he preached? For everything that has come to pass because of another thing is after that other, even though it seemed to be before. For the cause which called it into being is elder than it and before it in all things. The cause of Adam was elder than all creatures which were made for him. For him, even to Adam, he had respect continually, the Creator, even while he was creating. Thus, though Adam as yet was not, he was elder than all creatures. How much more, then, my Lord, must this, your manhood, be elder, which in your godhood is from eternity, with him that begot you? To you be praise, and through you to your Father from us all. To you be praise, for you are the first, in your Godhead and in your manhood. For even though Elijah was first to go up, he was not able to prevent him, for whose sake he was taken up. For this type depended on your verity. And even though the types apparently are before your fulfillment, it is before them secretly. Creatures were before Adam, even as he was before them, because for his sake they were made. O my Lord, work for me this resurrection, not of your compulsion, but of your love. For your compulsion gives life to sinners also. Iscariot would rather again choose for himself the death of Sheol than the life of Gehenna. Work for me, then, the resurrection that is of your mercy. And even though your justice permits not, let there be occasion for your grace. This only let it remember for me, that in it I have sought refuge.